This month, the haunted house industry will scare up close to $500 million in ticket sales. Some of that cash will land at Spooky World in southern New Hampshire, one of the largest Halloween attractions in the nation. New Hampshire Public Radio reporter Cheryl Rich Kern has the story.
Litchfield, New Hampshire is home to about 9,000 people. There's not much industry here, a couple of pumpkin farms, a few pizza joints. But this year, a local Halloween attraction merged with another well-known haunt to become New England's largest Halloween theme park. The place looks like a Hollywood set of a terrifying B-movie. The air is chilly, but that doesn't stop some 3,500 people from getting in the spirit of haunting. Most are teens and young adults, like Victoria Miller from Norton, Massachusetts.
I always was a fan of, like, horror movies from when I was little, so I just love being scared. Like, my favorite movie when I was little was Alien. I don't know, it's just like an adrenaline rush. It's really fun.
The owners of Spooky World expect more than 70,000 visitors this month. Tickets are between $30 and $50. The attraction brings in good revenue, and it brings jobs to people who need it. Mark Dahlquist has a bashed-in forehead and blood running down his nose. He wears green contacts that make his eyes look like those of a snake.
And I'm dressed in a straight jacket. It's awesome.
Dahlquist stands in the makeup room getting ready to frighten the crowd.
I just finished schooling for being a personal trainer, and I can't find work in the field at all. Luckily enough, it was around October, the holiday season, so I had the opportunity to jump on board here, and I love it.
Dahlquist works in a spooky house with sophisticated animatronics and the piped-in smells of decay and mildew.
You can join the zombie-killing crew right inside.
It takes a lot of hands and a lot of brains and a lot of effort to get something like this off the ground.
That's Jason Meyer. Last July, he was laid off from his construction job. Now he builds the sets and hidden doorways that zombies jump out of.
I'm actually a husband and father of two, and being as I have a newborn at home, my wife was also out of work. Being able to support my family, Spooky World has helped me out tons.
Spooky World hires about 300 people for the season. Everyone from makeup artists, wardrobe helpers, plumbers, and electricians. For 5 weekends in October, those blood-curdling shrieks change the character of Litchfield, New Hampshire. For one thing, cars are backed up for miles. Keith Vessels owns Romano's Pizza down the road.
I've never seen this road as busy as it is. I think the town's a little bit overwhelmed because they're not used to this kind of thing.
Romano's is getting some new customers, but Vessel says it's often at the expense of the regulars, who may have to fight the traffic to pick up their orders. But the disruptions might be worth it. Owners of Spooky World say they're paying out close to $400,000 in salaries. For those who've been struggling to find work in a frightening economy, that's a nice holiday boost. For NPR News, I'm Cheryl Rich Kern in New Hampshire.